Yeah.
Yo, what up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy Messenger.
I'm Kent.
I don't know. Ramona Jones.
Thank you guys for joining us in the booth today with Kent Jones and his Messenger. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on YouTube, Facebook, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast.
Yep, and if you would like to advertise or sponsor with the show, make sure you hit us up at intheboothpod@gmail.com.
Really? Never went straight 80s.
Thank you, In the Booth Band. All right.
What's the
Yeah. What we talking about today, Shawty? What we talking about today? That's straight Atlanta. Talking about. Which is talking about.
That's why how I named my hair oil. It's called Her Royal because people don't say hair oil. They be like, Her Royal.
Her Royal.
So it says Her Royal on the bottle, but you pronounce it Her Royal.
Love it.
They will take five syllables and make the one syllable word.
My dad, I'd be like, Dad, can I go outside? A regular soul. What? So I knew that meant yes. But he was saying, I reckon so.
Oh.
Real bring fast. And I didn't realize that till I was an adult driving at school and said, oh, that's what he was saying.
Reckon.
I reckon so.
That's a slap tickle side head. Tickle side head. Slap tickle side head.
What?
Slap a tickle side head.
Now, what is that translation?
Slap a tick upside your head.
Which still don't make sense.
Yeah, that's it, right? Slow is even worse.
Well, slap tickles out of here, but like, what's a tickles out of here?
That's what he said like that.
Yeah, slap it. It took me a long time. I ain't know until I was a dog. Like, what was you saying? Like, slap a tick upside your head.
Oh, he told you?
Yeah. So he's like, well, say I'm going to slap a tickle out of here.
What?
But it'd be real fast. He'd be like, I don't know what that means. I know that means sit down. I was grown when it said it's like a tick
upside your head. Rick so.
Yeah.
Okay, can we just move on to the
another language?
I don't know. Y'all speaking pig Latin.
So tick upside your head, Rick so.
What?
What?
Super country.
Yeah, that's from Pompanoan. That's
they got all kind of stuff. They got frack-a-knack-a-bull, jitty freaking around. Jitty freaking. Stop jitty freaking around.
I don't know what.
That's a frack-a-knack-a-bull. I'm like, what?
What?
Yeah. Him and my uncle, that's their words. I'm like, yeah.
We ain't passing them down. My dad used to call people sapsuckers.
I heard that. Yeah. Oh, sapsucker.
What is a sapsucker?
Somebody like, that suck a tree, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but you visualize, like,
jive turkey. Sapsucker.
Yeah.
Who's going to be up here kissing a tree?
Yeah. A sapsucker, yeah.
What? Slap a tickle about your head, Rickerson.
All right, man. Today, we be talking about church theatrics. Can the church be as effective, and can the church be effective and entertaining at the same time? Let's go ahead.
It is.
You ought to tell three people better days are coming.
Hitty-a-litty-a. Hitty-a-litty-a. Hitty-a-litty-a.
You sound like Three Stooges.
What in the world?
He laughed and went back into it.
Car that sounded like
that. Shut up.
You're stupid.
Now, I feel like because we grew up in that. We grew up in Pentecostal.
I want to know what the sermon was about.
I feel like it's inevitable.
I don't think he know
that there's an entertainment element to it. And a lot of people who say we didn't come for form or fashion, they always say that. And I feel like, you know, there is an element of entertainment if you're preaching, if you're singing. It just is what it is. Nobody, even if the message is good, if it doesn't have any spice to it, somebody could be telling you something, but if it's boring as far as his tone, if he doesn't seem like he's into what he's doing, it's really hard for a person to get the message across, even though it's a good message, if it doesn't have a spice of entertainment to it. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's more entertainment than substance, to whereas you are all entertainment, but you ain't said nothing.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times, well, we sure had church today. What did the preacher talk about?
Know.
I have no idea.
None.
We just shouted. You know what I'm saying? If it's just all emotional and you don't have any spirit, because we're emotional beings. So people are going to want to express themselves in a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. You know, and so... But if you can't keep people, as far as you're trying to give a message, but you can't keep people awake, you know, even though your message is great and you have all the points and all that, if you don't deliver the message, then did you achieve your goal? You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes people want to get mad because, okay, you do have great information, but it's boring or people are not getting it. So you can't be upset with the listener either. You know, and so I think it's a balance. I don't think it's all entertainment. I don't think it's all one-sided. I just think it's a balance. And it's just inevitable. You know, the way a person talks, speak, you like, I like this guy. So a lot of times people like a preacher because they like his swag. You know, man, I like this guy. I like the way he dressed. I like, for people who are not spiritual people, who are not saved, who haven't been saved a long time, who is more carnal than spiritual, they're going to want to hear something that appeases to the flesh first. So they're going to want, man, I like the choir. I like the praise and worship guy. I like the way that they're going based off of sensories, like what I see and what I hear, or what he's, you know, the type of way he's talking before the spiritual part hits. You see what I'm saying? And so church was boring for us growing up if they didn't shout but or dance, you know.
Normally
shout.
That happened at the, what he was doing, you'd be hearing that at the end.
Well, I mean, I would assume that this is the end of the message.
Yeah, like they good and sleep by then.
I would assume
waking
that.
Waking them up at that point.
But I've seen pastors, especially in Church of God of Christ, that got great, like they are highly efficient in the word. Like they're effective in the word. Everything lines up biblical. And then they hoop at the end.
Yeah.
You know, and then I've seen some that can get you without hooping, without no organ behind you, without a drum. They could just talk. And
so the hooping is to keep you engaged?
I think the hooping is just a style.
Wiggle
where
a mouse,
did it
what
come
you say?
From?
I think it came. I think it came from just, you know, people and being excited about what you're talking about. You know, and I think when people were excited, then they probably, the younger people took it as a style.
What is that?
Yeah.
You sound like you're on the merry-go-round.
I'm like, bro, like,
if you preach and somebody got the point before you did that, because you can't get up and, like, open your Bible.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
With me,
like,
let me read through. Yeah,
before,
if you do that at the beginning and I haven't gotten anything, I'm gone.
I feel like you're done with the sermon at that point. You can say, hey, man, why are we dragging this on into a yank? Yeah, it is.
Because
it is. Why you can't say it is one time?
Right.
Like, why do we go?
I ain't mad at
like,
this.
I'm saying though, why the church, when we say something in a tone or a note 4 or 5 times and just, okay, we heard it the first time. Like, right. What's the whole point?
Like, that part to me is a show, is entertainment. But
yeah, showboat.
But a lot of times people feel like a show is bad. A show ain't bad. Like,
it gotta be meaningful. Ain't
nothing wrong with a show if you've done your job. If you've done your job, like there are people, like I knew, well, where did we go? We went to Lakeland, and my assignment was to sing Yahweh. That was my assignment. So I was trying to figure out, you want me to sing Yahweh last after I did, because they want to hear 5 seconds.
Right.
They want
can't
to
help
hear
it all that
all
stuff.
Of the, you know, and they were like more mature people. These are not kids. But they still want the, you know,
the bounce.
And so I decided to start with Yahweh. I was like, man, I know we finna get lit. I know we hit a party. We're gonna have a good time. Let me start with Yahweh. Man, Yahweh, that thing exploded. Boom. And it was super annoying. Everybody crying. And then, all right, we got done with that. I did my assignment. And then we went to the turn up. You know, so to certain people, they would have felt like, man, he showed worship at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Then we partied. But yep. To me,
it's all worship.
It's all worship. It's what I do. You know, so based off what people see, and then some, there are elements in my stuff that's just, you know, show off, rap, or whatever. It's not no real, not that I'm trying to get glory on myself, but it's just showing the talent that God gave me, and I'm doing certain things for a certain reason. You know what I'm saying? To get the swag of the song. You see what I'm saying? So I never feel like I'm doing that. My entertainment is not worship. Mm-hmm. And that's what people separate the two. You know, you can't entertain and worship. No, my entertainment is, I sing. That's what I do. I perform. I rap. Everything I do is worship unto the Lord. My profession is worship to the Lord. So Steph Curry is a basketball player, but he gives God worship every time he hit a three. So he worships with what he does. And a lot of times we feel like if you don't pray, worship,
and say Jesus 50 times.
No,
times.
If you ain't singing serious till you cry,
then it's not worship.
You're not worship.
Yeah.
Or you know, and that's putting God in a small box. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like there are comedians. You're helping people laugh. Laughter works good like a medicine. That's worship.
That's what you do on Sunday.
And you're bringing health to people's bones. You never know what laughter does. And so we cut off all the elements of life in church. Only in church now. Yeah. Only in church. Like, we can't do nothing else but do church during church. Now, you can do everything else outside of church. And we've given the enemy
but
so
much. But that's not God.
Right.
We've just given the enemy so many elements that belong to God, in my opinion. I know you got another opinion. I would love to hear.
No, I'm just talking about the showboating. That's what I was talking about. Singing.
Well, the show, I mean,
the singing is different.
Do you feel like the showboating is wrong when somebody go into an element of entertainment?
Is it wrong? I think the goal is to get deliverance. We're getting to the word. That's what we get into. That's the whole point.
He did, because you're at the end of it. He was at the end of his message. He gave
I feel like, okay, at this point, this is just extra. This is something else.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, it's no different than us making jokes. And up there, it's no different. We're still entertainment. Yeah. Sometimes I get off track and just having fun. But some I could tell too off the faces of the people that they need a laugh, or they need some type of just a break from what we're going into, or what have you, or a story that might be a little funny that relate to the message. It's still an element of entertainment.
Yeah, I feel like that's part of the message. You know,
but I mean, so that to me is no different than him showboating. I don't think there's an element of you. You see pride in that.
See, pride, I feel like it's going into something that's no longer the actual word, the part that's bringing transformation. You know what I'm saying?
But I think everything is all together. It's all one presentation. I really do. I really think that it's one presentation, because if you're saying that. There are some people that think that, man.
Because I think what happens is you get away from the actual move and then into entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Or you get into.
But how do you know that? Because I've seen people do that. Yeah. I've seen that. And doggone, somebody break out and you could just feel that mug drop in the room. So I've seen moments like that that cause revival, you know what I'm saying, in that church. So I can't.
So what are they doing in the moment, though? They're just, is there a word? Did they deliver something? Did they?
I felt like, I mean, you got the end of the clip, so I felt like he was sweating it. I felt like he did what he needed to do. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So I don't know what the word was, but I felt like, but we caught it at the end.
Yeah, at this point, where are we at? You know what I'm saying?
If you come in on that part, that's what I'm like, okay, yeah.
Course, that's you know, you're not going to get anything.
But if you've been riding with him and getting the word in, and he broke down certain things, understanding, and people got deliverance and transformation, and he at the end and he having fun, because there's nothing like seeing the human side of a person, of a man of God, especially a man of God that can laugh, that can have fun. I love that because most of them, you know, try to be all, you know, uppity, and they don't feel like real people. So I don't really feel you because you ain't real. So that part to me, when a person is having fun or doing something and it's entertaining and he's singing and it's entertaining, I love it.
Yeah, I think he was having fun or being serious?
I think he was doing both. I think he had finished his word. But I didn't see the word. Mm-hmm. I'm only judging by the end of it and the clip which you provided. So therefore we only got the end. We only have the end and he's sweating. So I'm sure that he didn't just get up there and just start saying, see y'all later.
I know
he preached a full word, and it seemed like the people were engaged. So if you can keep people, especially in this ADD generation, if you can keep somebody and they stay with you till you get to your hooping, then hoop. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? That's not entertainment. Entertainment to me is you're up there showboating and you haven't given the people any substance. Nothing. You've given them nothing.
That happens.
You know what I'm saying?
It does happen.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
I'm sure it does. I don't want to get.
Thank you.
I've seen it where.
And I think that's where we lose the actual essence of the message, when the message is more entertainment than it is edifying.
But like there's no such thing.
Yeah.
Like if I give you a message. Yeah. If I give you a I love you, whether it's serious, whether I'm like, bro, I love you, bro, or hey, bro, you need to know this, I love you. Like, what I'm saying is still the same thing. How I deliver it might be different based off the situation and the circumstance. You know what I'm saying? Might be different based off who I'm saying it to. I give her a different I love you than I get, but it's still I love you. So if a man is giving the word of God based off of a style, but he's still speaking the word of God, then I can't judge the way he give it. You know what I'm saying? He's giving the word of God based off his style. People want that style because sometimes they's like, man, y'all too boring. They ain't got no drums. They ain't got no organ behind. With Free Life, you know, we don't even have an organ. So we preach off straight air, you know? So, you know, you preach Sunday, you kept everybody all the way to the end with no music. No, but you told jokes, too.
That was part of the sermon, though. That's within the sermon.
And you did theatrics that people will probably call, why is he doing a skit?
It's an illustration.
See, you understand your point of view. Yeah. But what I'm trying to do is what people who deliver a message differently might use different elements. Yeah, we don't hoop. We're not a hooping church. We like to do illustrations. We like to do jokes. We like to do anything to get the message across. And I'm like, he comes from a culture of hundreds of years, well, at least 100 years, of people hooping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We come from that.
That's why I understand it. But I've seen powerful messages to where somebody hooped and didn't give you nothing. Mm-hmm. Then I've seen messages where they gave you a lot and then hooped at the end.
I've seen services that got into showboating and really just got away from
it. Right.
And just kept going.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's like, okay, what happened?
Right.
Oh,
right.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, we just shouted.
And
so what I'm saying is I think I see too much of that where it goes that way and the substance is not really there like it should be. Like, because my thing is, would Paul do this? what Christ do this, what the disciples do this. Like, are they delivering the message? Are they, you know, moving according to, you know what I'm saying, the word, the teaching, seeking deliverance, this, that,
so,
the other.
So when I think Christ,
yeah,
when I think Paul, I think they're humans.
Yes.
And there are certain things that probably was not recorded in the scripture about he laughed. It don't say nowhere that Jesus.
Yeah, he pooted somewhere.
Jesus farted. Yeah. But it's somewhere. Yeah. You know, yeah. You know, Jesus of did number two.
It's a lot.
You
know what I'm saying? And the disciples' breath probably stank because they ain't
right,
in two places.
Right. Yeah, and so it wasn't recorded, yeah, but we understand it. They were human.
They probably musty too. They didn't have the odor. Like, right. I get
especially
all that
back then. God, yeah. Dog, Jesus. Yeah. Oh my God. And he ride on the camel. Okay. Oh my God.
You can't be like Jesus.
But I believe also that what was recorded and what we read has a serious undertone, but some of it was just, hey man, you know, be of good cheer. Yeah. You know, I've overcome the world. You know, some of it had a tone. Sometimes the reader takes on the tone of what he think Jesus had, and sometimes when you actually think about, man, he had to be happy at one sense. One of these scriptures, he had to be laughing. One of these scriptures, he had to be joking.
Joke, yeah.
One of these, you know, you when you make him a human, you know what I'm saying? Of course, he's God. But when you understand the human element, then you understand, wow, man. That's why I love the father-son element. I understand God so much when I understand my relationship with my kids.
Yeah.
All right? You know, you say, yes, you know, got his shirt on backwards. Okay. If you seen in writing my conversation with Yus based off who you are, son, could you please flip your shirt on backwards? Flip it on. The shirt is backwards. Could you please pull your pants up? Blah, 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 blah. That could, based off the reader, could be a very serious message of thinking that I'm embarrassed to him, or maybe trying to embarrass him, or being strong on him because I've told him a couple times. Or it could have been like, boy, what you doing? Switch your shirt up. Well, pull your pants up, baby. We're going to have a good time. Like that. That same words, different inflection, different and a different feel. He'll the receiver will, Justice himself will feel a different way with the same words, two different ways I deliver it. So I feel like if we are as pastors and preachers preach a certain way with a certain style, a certain temperament, all right, and people receive it because they understand our personality. And then this man here, who I feel like was having fun, at the end, we've accomplished our goal. Let's celebrate. Like, and we always call it a celebration, but everybody crying. Right. You know what I'm saying? What kind of celebration is that?
Right.
So where's the joy in having fun at church? And if a man starts hooping or having fun and doing the yuck, 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 I just feel like it's cool. I just feel like you can't. Like, let it be, as long as he did his assignment, and he knows what his assignment is from God. So I know that I can't do 5 seconds if my assignment was Yahweh, because I got to do my assignment. And until my assignment is done, I can't do nothing else. You see what I'm saying? And so if he did his assignment based on what God told him to do, then let him yuck, yuck, yuck.
Let him yuck, yuck, yuck.
Let him what?
Yuck, 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 yuck.
You know, that was even doing. Yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it.
But I think the goal needs to be purpose driven. I think the goal with any message or whatnot, what's that? Oh, gotcha. The goal should be
Took a secretly.
No.
Okay, what are you talking about, man? Right.
It should be purpose driven. Like Ollie hoops. Ollie Richardson.
Yeah.
He hoops. But his hoop is actually in the message. It's like, you know, he go back in, you know, or whatnot. Yeah. And so I get that. I feel like when it goes off into something else, it's getting away from the actual assignment or the assignment.
But the message, if the message is done.
Done, right.
That's what I feel like it's done.
If people are celebrating based off of the deliverance that they
may receive. Is it a celebration? Or is it just?
Yeah, they could be,
Okay.
Why can't you celebrate? Why not?
Nah, it's not. I'm saying it's Is it celebration or is it moving into something else?
Why can't we celebrate?
You call it celebration. Is it celebration?
I'm saying if the man is having fun, because it looked to me that he was having a good time.
Is it fun? Is it celebration?
He had a dude back there in the back. Do you not have fun when you celebrate?
I'm saying.
So
what's the goal?
Both. The goal is whatever God told him. That's one.
Okay.
All right. So if he had finished based off the clip, it looked like that was the end of the clip, message. Yeah. I'm sure it was probably more that he said besides what we saw. But based off what I saw, he was at the end. He had accomplished his goal. He had people behind him, you know.
Now it's time to have fun.
Having fun. He was just having fun. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's having fun.
We have fun.
Okay.
What's wrong with it? Tell me what's wrong with it.
Nah, I'm saying
the goal was accomplished.
Okay.
Do you feel like he accomplished his goal?
I didn't see the whole thing. I just know.
Right. So what we're doing is judging it based off a little clip that we have.
No, I'm saying at that point it
Let's
started
say
to
if
move
he did.
To something else.
What is something else? It's devil worship? You felt like he started worshiping the devil?
No.
What is he doing?
What?
He's just celebrating God. He's just having fun.
This is probably like the after party. Like you had a party. You accomplished the goal.
But what I'm saying,
and then that, yeah.
So you're saying
instead of going home, we can all stay and celebrate.
You know, when he was done with the message, he should have said, "All right, guys, that's it. Close your Bibles. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you." And then end it like that. You felt like it should have been just none of that.
It's not that
extra antics.
Yeah. No. Because I'm not talking about the antics within the sermon, because it happens. You hoop throughout the sermon. People who T.D. Jakes hoops, wonderful teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we didn't hear the message, so we don't know if he's a wonderful teacher, and we don't even know if the hooping was a part of the message.
We don't.
It
so what I'm saying though, this
did.
Is a moment
it
where
the
it's, right. it's purposefully like word free, and it's just boom. This moment where it's just okay. This is just.
Because we have no context.
Yeah. So this is just a moment where it's just entertainment.
Yeah.
Outside of the message.
It would be entertainment if you just got the clip. But if you look
at. But we know that's inside of the reality what we grew up in. We see that all the time.
And what I'm saying, if I seen that.
So it's not something foreign.
Right. But I've seen that. And I've also seen the Holy Spirit break out. Off of stuff like that.
And have you seen where somebody tried to do that?
With no anointing.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. So there's a part where it kind of breaks into just entertainment as a pattern that we're doing.
But we can't tell based
off. No, we can't. Yeah, but what I'm saying is.
That it does
that,
happen.
That it happens. Yeah. And there's a moment where, okay, this gets away from just the word. And it's getting into just entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we're just at this point, I feel like
but I don't think there's a such thing. I think all entertainment, everything belongs to God. I believe
it does.
And we get into the place of saying, I don't feel like
God is moving.
God
here.
Is moving now because we're laughing.
Right.
And
this is where the world is confused. Like, what, God don't laugh.
But in the other sense, people may feel like God ain't move if it's not movement or if it's not loud.
Right. That's why Free Life do what we do.
So like, I mean, God can move. To me, I've had the biggest revelation, or you know, the biggest God moves
in a
when
quiet
there was no
sermon,
music
yeah.
by yourself.
Yeah.
Or by myself.
No, in a service.
I've had mine by myself.
In a service, I'd be sitting there and I'd just receive something mm-hmm. off of something somebody's saying.
Yeah. And it's quiet, not
necessarily that. It like takes me into something like, wow. You know what I'm saying? And wouldn't even blink an eye, but that was a move.
Yeah.
But a lot of people who are growing to that level are moved by some type of emotional thing, which is a sound, a keys. That's why when they start, then more people, because they move by that. You know, sometimes.
It's a pattern that somebody started and everybody else is just mimicking.
Right.
Because I remember the first sermon I ever gave over on the West Side, they invited me over there. This is before I became a licensed minister.
Preacher and was licensed, boy.
It was a youth thing. And the guy this big minister, he was heavyset. I preached before his little protege. The guy he was.
His little protege?
I mean, he was young. He was young. Not little protege. But you know what I'm saying? He was younger. He might have been maybe 2 years younger than me. I was in my early 20s. I got up to preach first. Powerful, anointed. People were like, okay, all right. You know, and because I wasn't suited and booted, so they didn't know what I was, you know. But then the other guy came up behind me, and I sat there on the side behind the organ watching this whole thing play out, and the organ was going, you know, and he was like, okay, wait, no. Okay, now. And yeah, I'm sitting there watching them coach this whole thing, and the young guy was going, you know, and then got into the hoop, and the elder was telling the organist what to do when he hit it. Okay, wait, not too much now. And I saw this whole production.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is.
I've seen that happen. Yeah.
To me, that's no different than me saying, all right, play your song now. All right, turn it down. All right, play this. All right, go into the other song. The production of a presentation and somebody helping you, that's
music. That's part of like praising. But
man,
yeah,
that's all of it. Any presentation like that you want to do on any actual, type of level.
Yeah, the actual preaching, I feel like the goal should be the word.
But if you're training a kid up.
Yeah, but not to be, the goal is not to entertain. The goal is to preach the word.
But when you are training.
He's training him to entertain is what I'm saying. And I watched it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not entertained?
Yeah, he's training.
But I'm training you.
And the young kid was cool. You know, he was, but the guy was training him how to entertain, how to do this.
So was the kid, did the kid have a word?
Yeah, he was good.
Well, then maybe he knew he was going to be good.
He just put something under.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's not training him to entertain if he had a good word.
But why can't the kid just do the word by itself? Because he already had a word.
He could, but why not add something to it?
For what?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference? What's the good and the bad of each?
But I'm saying, though, why does he feel like, okay, he needs to preach the way I'm coaching him to preach when you already got a good word? The word was good. I still remember the word was Moses saying yes and God wants a yes. I still remember that word.
I've seen bishops preach with music all the way through their song. Yeah,
but you have to be coached as far as the entertainment.
That's just a sway.
Or maybe they feel like your word was enough. Then he did whatever he did afterwards.
You already set the atmosphere and you already brought the word.
He was coaching.
Did the people receive from him?
Yeah, you ever seen before?
Well, then there ain't no problem. Yeah. That's the whole overall goal, right?
Yeah, but
the people receive.
Yeah, I'm saying that. But there's an entertainment element that
What's wrong with that? It's ministry.
It's taught. It's something that's taught. It's a pattern. It's something that's duplicated. So, and it might not be your thing, even though somebody's teaching you to do. Like, the young man be like, you know what? I really want to just do my style.
But he could have said that, or he could have said, man, I love the way I flow better when you doing this. We pray over music. Why we just can't pray over nothing?
Here's why, because
I don't like people hearing other people's prayers. That stuff is sensitive. Yeah. So you need to have music there so it can cover up, so you can't hear people's stuff. So that's a sensitive matter to me. Like you know, man, people might come share some sensitive stuff and you can hear that. Turn the music up. That's why the lights are down, man. Because people have moments that people that's insecure about their outfit. That church have always judged them. No, turn the lights down. So we concentrate on their outfit. They can see it so well, but they ain't worried about what it. You never know where it came from. I'm saying a presentation style is for it to be effective for people, and we don't judge how it's being come across. I don't care if it got music or not. I don't care if you did people get saved and set free to live.
Yeah, okay. But that's a role in the game. I don't feel like showboating is cool.
All right, it might be showboating to you, but to him, they call it what? The word, what was the word? We don't know, because you ain't playing.
No, I'm talking about him. I'm talking about in general.